Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Eli.
And this is Sean.
And we've started something new over on our Patreon feed called Farlorian Fridays.
We are super excited about this. Every Friday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Alba universe from one of our shows. It will be bonus scenes, playthroughs, and even special mini scripts and more.
We're going to be dropping some of these on the Alba Salix feed and the Other Bothers feed from time to time, but you can hear them all and hear them first if you support us on Patreon. So if you just go to patreon.com/albasalix, you'll find all the details there.
And to just give you a tease of what's coming, Eli's going to introduce what this week's is. And next week on Patreon, we're going to have the cast of Other Bothers playing Fiasco, and they chose a scenario called Camp Death. It's a 1980s teen slasher movie done in a very comedic, campy style, and it was a ton of fun. We can't wait to get that out to you. The Friday after that, we have a really special script of a scene that's never been produced. It is hysterical, with Magnus, Holly, and a snapdragon flower with an attitude. And this week,
Other Bothers' crew sat down to play Larceny at Winning Gibbous Games.
So without any further ado, we're going to take you into that episode. And to learn more and to get access to all that's coming, be sure to visit us at patreon.com/albasalix. Okay, welcome to a behind-the-scenes game time with the cast of The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Woo!
Wee-bee!
Yeah. Oh, yes! We are going to be playing a game together. I'm opening now. The instructions are only 2 pages.
All
it's
right,
because the last game took us an hour and a half to
the
figure
last
out.
Game had 5 books.
Yeah, this game one package, small. The name of this game is Larceny, and it comes to us from Waning Gibbous Games. It was created, I think, and designed by William Smith, and we'll have some links to all you if you want to check out this game afterwards. It's a card-based heist game, and so we have at the table
Marisa,
who normally plays Darcy. We have
Carter,
who normally plays Blatt.
Mike,
who sometimes plays Egerton. And myself, Sean, who sometimes GMs successfully. Okay, Larceny is a heist-themed party game for 3+ players.
That's an odd sentence. A heist-themed party game.
Each round, one player is the chief, while everyone else is the crew. The crew brainstorms heists they want to pull, plans for contingencies, and tries to impress the chief with their ingenuity and foresight. The chief, which is, I think we can all admit that in The End of Time and Other Bothers, Darcy has become the chief.
Yeah.
All right. She is clearly in charge with you wonderfully competent individuals.
Yay, competence.
Yes.
The chief, which is Darcy Marisa, is going to draw 1 card from the score deck and 2 cards from the catch deck. The score is what the crew is after and might change how the crew plans the heist. The catch deck is filled with guards, security measures, and traps, right? So these are the things we have to get around. The crew must overcome to steal the score. The chief can provide extra details or simply let the crew decide based on the cards. Okay, the crew then plays 1 fix per catch face down. So in the end, Mies, you're going to be choosing which fix, in your opinion, is the best choice for each of your 2 catches.
So what's the score,
so,
boss?
So apologies to Waning Gibbous Games. We're going to play with a house rule here. We've decided, because we're weird and this is how we roll, we're going to play the cards down, make our pitch, and then the chief is going to decide.
Hey, chief, what you got for us?
I've got dinosaur DNA. I don't see how stealing dinosaur DNA could possibly go wrong.
Excellent.
Awesome.
It's rare, so it's good.
And I hear they're just on an island where it's easy to get there and just grab it.
Well, it's not that easy because we've got pressure sensors. You've got to step lightly and make sure the score isn't sitting on one.
Oh, pressure sensors.
And on top of that, why did it have to be, that's right, snakes?
Indiana Jones!
On a plane!
To make it harder to steal, that's why.
Oh. Why did it have to be snakes is an Indiana Jones quote.
That's exactly right. That's why I said it and why it's also on this card.
I win the game.
Thanks, Michael. All right, so now we pick two cards that we think we can make a pitch for.
Circumnavigate snakes and pressure sensors and nab dinosaur DNA.
Oh, this is easy.
I want to see your pitches.
Okay. All right, Carter, you're up for your first pitch.
Yeah, see? So I've got really mad hacking skills.
No,
see?
You're out already.
I want to be a 1930s gangster stereotype.
All right, continue stereotype.
Hacking skills. That'll take out your precious senses. And also, one thing that snakes are always attracted to, raw meat. So we put the raw meat down in a corner of the room where the dinosaur DNA isn't. The snakes go to the raw meat. The hacking skills take up the pressure sensors. And then, Chief, you and I were cloned brontosauruses.
All right, fair enough. Next.
Well, what my compatriot failed to mention is that it's brontosauri, not brontosauruses. And that's why you're going to want to listen to my ideas. First, we need to get past them snakes. And the best way to get past snakes, human-sized hamster ball. We'll roll right over all of them, not cause any damage to the snakes themselves by spreading our weight equally, and get right up to the pressure sensor, where we can then simply attach a hot air balloon and lift it away.
Okay.
You just sent dinosaur DNA into the atmosphere.
We will also be on the hot air balloon. I thought that would be... I'm doing JFK now.
I know there's been some problems in the past with my epoxy skills, but I think I have it down. So I'm going to put my world's most powerful epoxy that sticks to anything. And I'm going to put it on this time. I learned from last time with the whole episode, you know, with the fly fishing wheel and poor Carter. But this time I'm going to put it on a yo-yo. See, I can be about 20 feet away with this supersized yo-yo, and I can just zip it out and pull it back and zip it out. And all I have to do is just touch that, tap with the DNA, and just yank it back over the sensors, over the snakes. It's brilliant.
It's going to be one of those light up ones from the 90s.
Can even do tricks, but I'm not. I'll keep that down just because, you know, the epoxy sticks.
Yeah, everything. Last time you walked the dog, it didn't go so well.
No.
Ooh.
Well, this one's pretty easy, boys. I got to go with the raw meat and the hacking skills because that just seems.
He gets the score if you pick both. You're not going to pick one and one.
Oh, I forgot that's how you play it.
No, it's up to you. If you think that combination is the best, then you would.
I got hacking and meat.
I think it makes sense with the pitch. To
Are
do
you
it that
telling
way.
The chief what to do?
Oh,
clearly shiver not. Down, boy. Clearly not.
Yeah, that's fine. You can have both of those.
Oh,
yeah. So you get this.
Yeah, see?
We need a discard pile.
I got dinosaur DNA. Yeah.
Discard pile. Here.
I'm going to keep it in my home.
And I need two more
so
blue
do we
cards.
Redraw? Is that how it works?
Yep.
Two you more. Draw up to seven.
Two more. Two more. Two more.
For
two
you.
More.
And then
two cards for you.
The chief is our 1930s wizard.
Wizard?
He's a wizard now. I thought he was a 1930s gangster.
Okay, so now Carter would draw two catches and a score. Is that right?
So do I? So the dinosaur DNA
you have this.
Is
that's
my,
yours,
but I don't keep these.
You should. Yeah, you do. You do.
These
you
are
do.
Your score at the end of the game.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You have three.
All right. So.
What if there's actual criminals listening to this and they're like, I was wondering what to do with that giant human-sized hamster ball and the snakes.
It's true. It's a possibility.
We're giving away our secrets.
Mm-hmm. All right. If we don't like 1930s gangster, we'll just go full Reservoir Dogs.
And did you pick two catches?
All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you telling me how to present the crime.
I got a problem with that.
We're going after the Musayev Red Diamond. Formerly known as the Red Shield Diamond. This 5.11 carat jewel is the world's largest red diamond. Its current estimated value is upwards of $20 million.
Okay, but I'm Mr. Black.
There ain't no Mr. Black. Everyone always argues over who gets to be Mr. Black.
Can I be Mrs. Black?
There's no Mrs. Black. I'm not comfortable with having any misses on the team. You're Mr. Pink, despite your misses. You're Mr. Brown.
I would like to be Roger.
There ain't no Roger. I don't want you using your Christian names. We all have to go by an alias.
I got you. I'll be Raj.
You can't be Raj. That's simply a shortened form of your Christian name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're Mr. Red.
Mr. Red?
Now, there's...
Doesn't Red kind of sound like Raj? Pink?
There's two things standing in the way of us and 20 million smackaroos. And that's the fact... that it's pitch black in there. That's right. They're turning off the lights. I don't know if any of you have committed a crime in the dark, but it's very difficult because you can't see from nothing.
We won't be able to see Mr. Black.
There ain't no Mr. Black. Everyone always fights about who's Mr. Black. Okay. So that's why we got pink and brown and red.
Right. Roger.
There ain't no Roger. You're Mr. So there's also drone surveillance. Surveillance is carried out by mobile platforms, which are monitored off-site. Between that and the non-light, this is going to be a tricky caper.
What are we stealing again?
You're stealing. It's a friggin' expensive diamond. It's $20 million. Pitch black drone surveillance. Now. Present your cases. Red.
All right. Here's how we're going to do it. First, we're going to use a cardboard box.
I didn't give you as much of a budget, did I?
Then, when we get up to the diamond, we'll use a glass cutter.
Glass cutter and a cardboard box.
They'll never see it coming.
Well, you got
it. Because it's pitch black. See, get it, boss?
You got like $8? That's the budget of this? You need money to make money. I'm not in love with this. All right.
I got you, boss. I got you this time.
What you got?
I got you this time. Okay. So you know how I've been working on my moves?
Uh-huh.
Right, and there's going to be surveillance?
Uh-huh.
All right. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set off a flashbang grenade. It's going to light up everything, boss. It's gonna be like a stadium explosion of light.
Well, that'll allow us to see, yeah. So I like that.
Yeah. So then we can see, and then I'm going to distract the drone by doing my moves. I'm going to dance a tango like you have never seen, boss. I'm gonna make whoever's watching that drone just want to be a dancer inside their soul. They're going to want to get up and dance with me. Dance! And they're going to not even notice all of you running in and grabbing the diamonds, boss. That's my plan.
You're not fully committed to this 100% full-time criminal thing, are you?
Well, I always wanted to be a dancer. This is my moment, boss. It's my moment. If we fail, I'll be on YouTube as the Tango Theft.
Thief.
You got me halfway through and then you lost me. All right. Pinky, what do you got?
Okay, well, the first thing we have to do is we have to disable the drone, and I can do that with my specialties in hot wiring vehicles. So I'm just going to hot wire that thing so that it plummets to the ground, and it's no problem whatsoever.
It's sort of in the air, boss, but I could tango throw her like a dance move, see?
I can get to things in the air, all right? I got plans for that. We're going to use the cardboard box for that. Okay. Now, the next
thank God when the cardboard box is still up.
The darkness is going to work to our advantage because what are most cat burglars? We all know most cat burglars are, that's right, French. Well, because I can speak in a fake accent, I do an amazing French accent. Now, in the pitch dark, we talk in French accents and they're distracted and they think the diamond's being stolen by some French cat burglars, right? And while I'm saying, oh, I am over here, come over here where the French cat burglar is, Mr. Brown and Mr. Red are going to come in the other side and take the diamond while they're distracted by the French cat burglar. It's brilliant.
Do we get kittens?
Kittens? How would you... Cat burglar. Oh, I see. I need to get a new group. All right.
Roger that, boss.
Glass cutter and a
cardboard box.
I'm sorry, but you're not even trying. What do we got over here? All right, you can stop that. That makes me uncomfortable. I like the flashbang grenade. Hotwired a vehicle. It ain't a vehicle. It's up in the sky. But speaking in a fake accent, I like. It throws them off. So, one each. The flashbang grenade and speaking in a fake accent.
Yeah, everyone likes the French
accent. The heist did not succeed. We don't get the wing.
I need some cards, please. I need all of the cards.
Nice try. Two each.
No, I need those because I'm the chief now.
Yep. Yeah.
So you need two of these.
Yep.
I thought he was cheating, boss.
Two of these.
I may not to be the smartest one. I'm not sure if we should make Egerton the chief.
I think it's very democratic that the boss role just changes within the game.
It's very socialist.
We all get a turn to be the boss. Okay, everybody, have a seat, please.
Okay.
We are going to steal things, but they were unlawfully taken from other people first. Therefore, it is okay for us to take them now. And we can rest easy this evening once we have completed the stealing, which is not actually stealing.
Not 100% sure if that's right, but all right.
Up for grabs tonight is gold. Whether it's bars, coins, jewelry, or nuggets, everyone wants it, which is why it was stolen from its rightful owners, and we must help it find its way home.
Boss?
Yes?
It seems a little indistinct. Are you sure there's actually something there that we're going in to get?
Yes, there's gold. Okay. And it may be bars, coins, jewelry, or nuggets, and everyone wants it.
I like how specific this heist is.
If it's gold, take it. Just shove it in your pocket and run out.
Now, there may be some hiccups along the way, but we are a highly trained team, and I believe we can probably find our way through it. The first will be a curious bystander. They are an observant, an inconvenient witness, prone to asking way too many questions. Now, I don't know about you, but having someone ask too many questions, to speak needlessly and endlessly, is something that I cannot fathom. So I certainly hope that we can come together and find a way past this curious bystander before we all suffer them talking too much and us never really being sure when they're going to stop talking. It reminds me of a school teacher I once had.
So was there another problem, boss?
Yes, there is another problem. Thank you for pointing it out. Highly trained security guards. They know all the tricks.
It's like more of a problem, boss.
That, you should have opened with that one. As opposed to just someone randomly walking by on the sidewalk.
Hi, can I help you out there?
You never know when a curious bystander will become more than just a curious bystander. Or maybe the curious bystander is actually a highly trained security guard. It's all a ruse. That's why I have you, my crew, to help me find the way through.
So yeah, boss, we got you, boss.
Yes, you do. So present your plans, please, to get the unspecified gold that was taken from someone else first. So we are liberating it. We are bringing democracy to the gold. That was a George W. Bush joke for those of you keeping track.
Topical.
I
wasn't.
I thought it was very topical. All right. To my left, we have.
What? You forgot my name, boss?
I had it written down on my hand, and then it got a little clammy in here, and now your name is Beal.
That works, boss.
All right, Beal. Let's hear your plan.
I got a good plan, boss. I've been working on this one. I got all these. Look at this. So I got some diagrams. Just push that back. Sorry. I just need
some, whole table.
Need some more room here.
Bring in an extra table for the diagrams.
Yeah, okay. And then I got a projector. If I can just set that up over here.
Yeah, okay. Is that LED based or is it a bulb?
No, it's a bulb.
Oh, that's old fashioned. I like old fashioned.
Oh, good. I know you do. Okay, so here, look. So here's the map. of the target location with the unspecified goal that might be a medallion's gems or some other form.
I don't believe I ever said medallions. I did say jewelry, however.
Sorry, but I know details are important. So then if I turn on the projector, you overlay the movement of the gods and potential. Now, I projected within 5% where the bystanders might be, that also might be gods. So there we see all the paths, and they all converge on this one spot. So I'm going to use my official looking badge. You know, the one I made in art class last week.
Huh? I remember that. It was very good. We had it laminated and up on the fridge for a week at the hideout.
So I got most of the laminate off, and I'm going to be wearing this badge, and it says makeup artist, right? So I'm writing that in now. So this is going to be my official. I'm a professional makeup artist. And then I know the badge may or may not hold up, so I'm actually going to have a makeup compact with me, and I'm going to be doing free makeovers, because who doesn't want to look good, huh? Huh? Who doesn't want to look good?
So you're going to fool the highly trained security guards with your arts and crafts official-looking badge.
Yes.
And then offer them free makeovers.
Yeah, and then I'm going to get them all set up, and I'm going to be like checking out
okay,
blush
so colors. Let's hear from the next person.
They're
going to
be
line,
so
please.
Distracted.
I'm not going to take up your time like bleh over here.
Yes.
We're just going to go in simple.
All right.
We're going to tranquilize the curious bystander. And with my amazing stealth skills, I'm going to get around the security guards and take the gold. It's just that simple. Boom. It's the best plan ever.
Sometimes it does seem that simple, doesn't it?
It really does, boss. Mm-hmm. You might not even want to go.
All right.
There.
Let's
you might just want to skip.
Get the diagrams out of his way. Let's see what he has to say.
Yes, sir. I'll take the... Okay.
What I don't like about this last plan is it seems a bit violent. Tranquilizer guns? Are we really that kind of a gang?
They're just going to sleep. They're just going to sleep.
I got something even better for you. It's even less invasive. Flare gun. Now, as it says on the card...
That could blind someone.
Send a signal, light a fire from a distance, or distract the guards. Guards are one of the problems. Distract the guards is on the card. It literally... is a solution to that problem.
He has cards? I made mine up from scratch.
What was our other problem? Bystanders, right? Right. Well, that's when we employ the rubber mask. We each get a rubber mask, look like someone else, and hide your identity at the same time. Now, you might think, what might be fun? Have rubber masks of each other. Don't do that. Because then we'll still be implicated. We have to pick whole new people to base the rubber masks on. Flare gun, guards, rubber mask. Who was that? I don't know. We get gold in some unknown quantity and amount.
I forgot that the boss is allergic to rubber.
You forgot about my well-documented and publicized rubber allergy?
Terrible.
Is that why we're called the anti-rubber gang?
Yes. And why, whenever we leave a location,
we were opposed to safe sex.
Okay.
All this time and all these children? What did someone tell me? I have so many mouths to feed.
That's why he's desperate for the gold. He's got 57 kids.
Whether they are bars, coins, jewelry, or nuggets.
He wants them.
Oh my God. I have to go tell the wife.
Well, hopefully you keep your nuggets to yourself this time.
Oh! And on that note, all right, the first problem and the more important problem is the curious bystander. So we have to do something about this observant and inconvenient witness prone to asking way too many questions. Tranquilizer gun. It's got to be it. It's got to be the tranquilizer gun. And then the highly trained security guards who know all the tricks we're going to have, so we have to be extra clever. Unfortunately, they may be familiar with official-looking badges. We will have to go with the flare gun for them.
Oh!
All right, team. Let's execute plan Alpha Omega 72.
It didn't work.
Oh. So what do I do with this card?
It just goes away.
You have to pick two from the same.
But now I've got snakes, precious senses, and highly trained security guards to protect my dinosaur DNA.
Two more cards. Okay, thanks guys for coming together. I haven't really done my planning on this one, so I'm really relying on all of you to have thought through this, because I have so many f***ing children. They're keeping me up. Here we go. The original. Excuse me, is there a problem?
No, just had to share something with the audio engineer.
Who Why is part are we of our- taping this?
For posterity.
We're HBO's doing a documentary. Don't worry, it's going to be great.
We're wearing rubber masks of each other. We won't implicate ourselves.
My skin!
All right, we're here for something that's going to mean a lot to us. I've been really upset what they did to this beautiful thing, how they tried to modernize it and colorize it. We're here for the original Casablanca film canister.
Ooh.
It's movie night next week, and I want to watch the original, boys. Girls.
The original ending?
Yes.
Where they possibly won't have a beautiful friendship?
Yes.
Dear God.
We're going to watch it. And we're going to watch it here, in our rubber masks, with my children screaming. You bring the popcorn, I'll bring the bolt cutters. All right.
We need bolt cutters?
Now, before you get too excited, there's a couple hiccups I've been informed by one of my children that I sent in. Two of them didn't come back, but there's so many. It's hard to keep track. Now, I think the lava might have gotten a couple of them.
Whoa!
It turns out that whoever owns Metro Goodwin Meyer or whatever is really protective, so they've got a lava field around the vault. Like magma. Melt you, lava.
We're stealing from a Bond villain?
Yes. Anyone who wants to mess with the original is clearly a Bond villain. But that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the 39 flights of steps.
Oh, that's a lot.
Because I know it's been a long
I
time.
I haven't been working out.
Yeah, since we've done any cardio as a group.
Oh, God.
Does the lava go down the steps? Or is it just a flight of steps?
I'm not sure.
It's a blank.
You can make it whatever you want, actually. Oh. It's supposed to be whatever you want. I'm not sure. Again, the small folks I sent in that may or may not be related to me did not come back.
But we could make a chain of your children who could get up the 39 steps. You have enough of them.
So 39 flights of stairs?
Yep.
Mm. That's a lot.
The vault is on the 40th floor and there's no elevators. It's diehard, but it's going to take a lot longer. All right.
Well, I have a special device here.
Go ahead,
as you know,
one. I got high hopes for you.
Yeah, well, I have the special engineering skills to make the special devices we need. So what we have here is one of those stair climbers for old people. You know, it's like a chair that goes upstairs.
I want one of those so bad.
It'll go up 39 flights, no problem, and can carry three people and possibly one small child on it. So we're good to get up the 39 flights of steps. No problem.
I'm impressed, number one.
Yeah, when we get to the top, now this is quite brilliant. Hold on to yourselves. We got to get around the lava.
Yeah.
We're just going to pull the fire alarm. Because who's going to take care of all that lava but the fire department? They're going to get there and say, my God, there's a lot of fiery lava here. How do we not know this was here? And they're going to come and they're going to throw their, what is it, the white goop on it. You know, it's going to get rid
of
it.
Goop. Or not,
goop.
I don't know.
It's a lot of goop. And while they're doing that, we're going up the 39 flights of steps and we reach the canister and then we go down.
Do you have entertainment plan for the 39 flights?
There is some in-flight movies. I know you like those jokes that we planned. Joe versus the Volcano was one of them. And one of your children picked the Little Mermaid. So we're all set.
All right. Love it. I'm pretty impressed with the research there. Pretty impressed.
Boss, it's a good plan. I like the plan. I don't love the plan. Here's why.
All right.
It gets the...
I want to love it. I do want to love it.
It gets the fire department involved, this plan. We got a lot of people from outside the gang in the whole situation who are potentially witnesses. How do we get around that?
Yeah.
Simple. We use our own fire hose.
Huh.
Our own fire hose takes out the lava. No problem. Now,
right.
You might say, how do we get past the 39 steps?
That's a pretty long hose.
Simple, we just use our legs. The most important thing to have in any caper is an alibi. Was you there? No. Where was you? Somewhere else. Here's my proof. Takes out the lava, gives us an excuse. You've got a Humphrey Bogart original down in your basement.
I like it. I like it. I'm really not liking 39 flight steps. I just came up half a flight of steps to here and I was winded.
Boss, you got to do something about your weight. Seriously.
Whoa, you have all so right, many points.
That's so there.
Okay, next.
All right. So the problem with all of these other plans.
They're brilliant.
Now, I just want to say, Michael, I would really appreciate brevity in the presentation of your plan. I'm just going to say there's extra points for you if you can manage it with just a modicum of brevity.
What happens when you call the fire department and they come anti-magma the magma? What happens if you use your own fire hose and anti-magma the magma? Lots of smoke, lots of steam, lots of attention. That's why we take an inflatable raft. We just go right over the magma.
Which melts it completely.
There are several problems with this plan already.
I don't know what you're talking about. Once we get past magma in our inflatable raft, none of us go up the stairs. We don't install any fancy electronics.
I'm liking this part of the plan.
We don't use our legs. We don't need an alibi. We just send a dupe up to do it for us.
A dupe?
A dupe. Someone who has been tricked, fooled, or confused.
Hey, you, Mr. Random Dupe, could you go up 39 flights of stairs and get a film canister for us?
Hey, Dupe, my baby's in a film canister up these 39 flights of stairs, and I had a hard day today and already did legs at the gym. Could you do me a solid while all of this magma's still around because I didn't extinguish it and go up and save my baby in this film canister?
Yeah, that seems plausible. Like that seems like possible, actually.
But it would probably go like this. Ah, hey, Dupe! My legs are on fire! Can you go up the stairs for me?
We can look into investing in a magma-proof inflatable raft.
All right. All right. I do get points. You didn't quite get the brevity, but I got the points for the not walking up the stairs. I'm afraid it's not looking good here with you thinking I'm going to walk up 39 flights of stairs.
I should have said what I said about your weight, boss. I apologize.
Yeah, sure you do. Okay.
I have the chair. The chair goes up 39 flights of stairs.
If you install it, and guess who has to go up the 39 flights to install the top part?
All right, I got to say, the chair's a winner for sure. In-flight entertainment. But I do agree that pulling the fire alarm is going to bring a lot of attention. I hate to say it, but I'm going with the dupe for that.
Oh.
The dupe's going through the lava.
Poor dupe.
He doesn't make it.
Poor dupe.
Sorry, you don't get that.
I get one of the.
I get the stairs.
You get 39 steps, you get the lava.
We're just going to chuck the dupe
Nobody
into the lava.
Gets.
I think that was a poorly thought out plan.
Mm. All right.
Okay. So for anyone looking to get their hands on Larceny, we just had a super fun time playing it. You can go to waninggibbousgames.com. That's Waning and Gibbous, G-I-B-B-O-U-S, games.com. You can also find them on Twitter at GM_WG Games. So that's GM as in Game Master _WG Games.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One Stars. One Star Reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promise to bring you the very best one star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.